Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A little bit of a late start this morning, trying to work at being able to share a poem that's on my screen at the same time this broadcast is on my screen, and so I think I've got that where I'll be able to read that in just a little bit, but if the broadcast this morning does something a little bit strange, it's because I don't know what I'm doing, but we'll see as we go along. Talking and praying this week about the good news of song and how God puts a song in our heart, a melody that sings praise to Him, and we talked specifically about praise with our songs yesterday. And today we're going to focus in on songs of wonder. In Psalm 98, verse 1, says, says, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. We think about the marvelous things God has done to cause us to worship and praise and sing songs filled with wonder. We begin at the top of the list, the salvation that He has brought by His mighty arm. Not simply His salvation as the psalmist is writing. I think he's writing about a physical salvation, but he's also looking ahead by the help of God's Spirit to a salvation that God brought through Jesus. And as we celebrate the Christmas season, we celebrate that salvation. Sometimes that gets lost because we focus so much on the baby. And we forget to worship God, not simply for sending Jesus as a baby, but because of the reason that Jesus came as a baby, to bring salvation to you and to me, to those who would turn to Him to seek God. And so we have to kind of take the blinders off and cleanse our eyes so that our vision is not clouded by the things of this world, by ourself, by anything that would keep us from seeing the wonder of God at work in our midst. And a number of years ago, at this time of year, I wrote a poem, or a poem showed up in my mind that I typed out, talking about that wonder. And I titled the poem, The Eyes of a Child. And I want to share that this morning in this devotion and prayer time. Oh, to be six and filled with such joy, to experience wonder through the eyes of a boy. Perhaps if you go back, way back in your mind, some traces of wonder, perhaps you'll still find. To remember some days, perhaps long ago, when you were excited by things such as snow, some days that were carefree, no worries around, just great adventures everywhere did abound. When boxes themselves would bring so much joy, so very often even more than the toy. When worries were unknown and you had no fear, your imagination gave victories to cheer. You applauded the effort of things simply done. A room full of balloons looks like so much fun. Oh, to be... Your joy wasn't based on how much was paid. It's really about the way that you played. So whatever happened to childhood joy, the kind that I had when I was a boy? How do I get it back into my life in the midst of living that seems filled with strife? The secret may be some wonder to find, to let imagination still fill my mind, to see life different than what the world does, to remember with wonder what is and what was, to let little things grow big in my mind, to imagine a treasure that I seek and I find, to look at a box and see a race car, to imagine balloons that will carry me far, to see the unseen and believe it is real, brings joy overwhelming that you actually feel. For that is what faith is for those who believe. The world is a mess, but peace you receive. Your box may look bare, your possessions quite small, but in childlike faith, you know you have it all. You take the world's treasures and value them not, for you have everything when Christ you have got. So this Christmas season and all of your days, stop for a moment, consider your ways. What comes between you and joy that is wild? Then take a good look through the eyes of a child. The comment that I put with this poem was that this poem came to my mind from a simple comment. The comment was, "Oh, to be six," based on a person's reaction to a six-year-old's excitement to the decorations of her Christmas. And I wonder what life looks like when we begin to experience these songs of wonder, because we're looking at things through the eyes of God's child. We begin to be filled with an awareness of the marvelous things God has done. Now, obviously, that should overlap with yesterday's topic, and we praise God for His marvelous works. But one of the reasons we praise God is His marvelous works are so extraordinary, so supernatural. Even in the midst of the ordinary stuff of life, we get so caught up looking for the big things that we miss the daily working of God in our life. How He brings us to the points of recognizing His hand at work. But we become so busy, we just go right on by. My wife and I enjoy photographing nature and use the tag of "created for glory" in the photography that we do. And it's that idea of capturing glimpses of God's glory everywhere that we go. And carrying the cameras help us to pay better attention, to look for those details, to notice the things that often go unnoticed. There are times where we'll share photos that people compliment us on and are amazed and wonder where we found such a subject, only to find out as we tell them it's a place they probably have walked by numerous times, a place they've been to, a place that's familiar, a place that seems ordinary. Now, granted, not all of the photos that we take are places that are easy to get to and seen by many. Some we go to great lengths to find, but many of them are just ordinary locations where God has done extraordinary work. But the good news for you and me is that that's not just in nature. That's in people. And so many times we miss the extraordinary work of God, the supernatural work of God and the people around us, simply because we're not paying attention. We're not filled with those songs of wonder. We're not noticing through the eyes of a child, through the eyes of God's child, what He indeed has done in the transforming work of salvation in our own life and in the lives of those around us. You see, we can choose to see what God is doing, or we can choose to close our eyes and focus on self. And those things that seem small help us to see the things which are large. Because when we view people as works of God, when we view the transformation of people as the result of God's work in their life, when we view our own salvation as something impossible without God, we ought to be filled with a great wonder that's expressed in a new song. And it may not be a song that's brand new, never heard before, but it will be sung in a new way by us. And sometimes that new song is something as simple, as old, as Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. When we marvel at the work of God in our life, that very line becomes a new song because it has a new meaning. And so many of the songs that we sing can be a new song when we realize they're expressing God's work in our life. And it's our song of wonder. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you have indeed put a new song in our heart, a new song in our lips, a new song of praise, a song of wonder. And Father, help us to see your work in our own life, your work in the lives of others, your work in this world around us, through these eyes of your child, through the eyes of your Son Jesus, but through our own eyes as that of a child. Father, may we pay attention to the marvelous things that you have done, to the marvelous things that you are doing, to the marvelous things that you will do. And may that wonder draw us to greater depth and meaning. That the songs we sing are new songs, whether they're new words or whether they're old words. May they be new because the heart behind them is new. Father, as we live life today, as we consider this heart of flesh that you have put within us, this heart of spirit, your spirit that has filled it, that has replaced that heart of stone that was so hard and so cold. May we marvel and wonder at your great work. And Father, may our noticing the marvelous things that you are doing help us to express more fully not only the wonder that we are filled with, but the wonder of Jesus. Father, at this time of year, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, may we marvel at the work that you have done through his life, through his death, burial, and resurrection. And may we lift him up in everything we do and say, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.